You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
TGIF. Oh, it's finally Friday, and it's our first Friday of the new season. It's our first weekend of spring, and all the lights are on. Everybody's home. Everyone piling in, getting a beach chair at the beach house, beach bunker on a fantastic Friday. It's the weekend, Sunseekers. You did it. You made it through another week. Look at this. And not an easy week to get through. Last few days of winter, last few days of no government. Looks as if we're going to have a spring election in this country. It'll be announced on Sunday. Exciting days are ahead. What about the weather? When does spring actually get here? When are we actually going when are we going to have weather that is conducive to the season we're actually in? I've got some news there too. Wednesday, we've got some really nice weather coming. Got your weekend forecast coming up in just a bit. Also, news on a worldwide travel disruption. Now, first, I don't want to alarm anybody. This is not related to any kind of accident. Everybody is safe. There's been a massive, massive power outage in London, England, affecting Heathrow Airport. And some of the video coming in, pretty dramatic. There was a fire involved. Again, no injuries, no fatalities, nothing like that. But it is backing up airline traffic around the world this morning, and it has to do with Heathrow. So if you have anybody that you know that is traveling internationally today, especially in Europe, and they could be in Spain right now, they could be in France, there is going to be a ton of travel disruption. They're saying Heathrow, one of the busiest airports in the world, will be closed all day today, possibly the weekend. That's how big this fire was. Again, no injuries, no fatalities. This is just a fire that is going to be a massive inconvenience for air travel around the world. And we'll give you the full update coming up. It's also World Tattoo Day today. We are going to do a deep dive into the ink. From how many tattoos does the average Western Manitoba have to what are the top 10 tattoos in Canada right now that people are asking for? And is there a maple leaf in there somewhere? You're going to be surprised by the answer. The top 10 tattoos. What's number one? What is the hottest tattoo people are asking for in 2025? We'll take a look at that. Also, we'll introduce you to the world record holder of the most ink. She is completely covered. 99.98% of her is covered in ink. Also, opening tonight, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It could be the biggest Disney movie to crap the bed ever. Rotten Tomatoes has given it its worst rating ever for a Disney movie. There is a massive amount of anxiety around this movie. Goes into theaters starting tonight. Well, I'm in the dark, except I read the headline this morning. Disaster for Disney. Why? I want to see the trailer. I've seen nothing promoted about it. We'll take a look. King Charles is going to make a stunning offer to the Donald. You're going to want to stick around for this to see what the King of England is going to say to Donald Trump and say, would you like this? You could win some big time cash with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. That's right, $30,000, 30 grand in your hand with the low 3.89% residential mortgage rate. There's no better time to purchase a home and get a chance to win $30,000. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca, and they also want to take this opportunity to wish the Brandon University Bobcats good luck in the U Sports Men's Volleyball Championship happening this weekend over at the Healthy Living Center. Sunrise Credit Union is a sponsor not only of the tournament, but they sponsor the Healthy Living Center as well. If you would like to watch the games, they'll be broadcast on Westman Group TV or available through live stream on CBC Sports. Better yet, go and check it out. We have a first-class facility over at the university, if I do say so. They've done an amazing job. And thank you, Sunrise Credit Union, for sponsoring the show and for sponsoring this amazing tournament this weekend. And yes, go Bobcats! Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops of Westman. Again, voting is on for our little kids farmer contest with co-ops of Westman and the Provincial Exhibition of Manitoba. Someone's going to win a $500 co-op gift card. These adorable pictures. Oh my gosh. Kids are with the cows and the horses. They're in the garden. They're in the wheat field. And of course, the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair is on its way. Co-ops of Westman, proud sponsors of this year's Provincial Exhibition Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. Make sure you vote coopsofwestman.ca so we can pick a cute, adorable, little, young, aspiring farmer to win. Speaking of photo contests, Auto Fashion's got one on right now on their Facebook page. Do it real quick. They are giving away some Wheat Kings tickets to tonight's game. Go over to Auto Fashion's Facebook page. If you got a picture of your dirty car, I'll be judging that later today. I'll pick the dirtiest car to win. Auto Fashion on Facebook. They will give you interior and exterior detailing, fresh and spotless, window tinting, headlight restoration, paint correction, fabric and leather protection, and more. Go to autofashion.ca to see a complete list of the services they provide. And in the meantime, go win Wheat Kings tickets if you've got a picture of a dirty car. And we'll pick a winner later today. This will likely affect some people in Western Manitoba or around the world, actually, that are doing travel right now, because the big story is Heathrow Airport, Heathrow blackout. A fire overnight cuts the power to the entire airport. It is stranding passengers worldwide. This is a worldwide outage that is happening. And London is one of the busiest airports on the planet. Approximately 1,300 arrivals and departures were canceled as you slept, with flights en route to Heathrow turned back or diverted elsewhere. Now, this is causing a massive backup in air traffic this morning. This will affect 145,000 passengers, and then they just start stacking up and packing up, and, oh, man, because Cairo can't get to Paris because of the Heathrow closure, then this flight is impacted, and, oh, it's nastiness. So this has cut the power to the entire airport, one of the largest airports on the planet. Late next week, we're getting conflicting reports. Some people are saying that the airport will be shut down for the entire weekend, all day Friday for sure. They're saying it might be the weekend, which would cause even more mayhem, backing things up. Have you ever seen a UFO? It's Alien Abduction Week, and Alberta is the second most likely province in all of Canada to have its citizens abducted. So if you're joining us from Alberta, please be careful. Alberta was number two, and I want to know who is number one.
Albertans have spotted more unidentified flying objects than most provinces. The center says about 1 in 700 Albertans have reported seeing a UFO. Ontario reports the highest number of sightings per person, while Newfoundland and Labrador report the lowest. The center says since 1930, Alberta has tallied more than 700 reports of UFOs, with five so far this year. The most recent one was reported last month in Strathmore, about 50 kilometers east of Calgary. An astrobiologist says there's no data to prove that aliens exist, but isn't ruling it out.
We've not found evidence of microbial life on another planet. We've not found signs of intelligent life on another planet. The only life we know, simple or complex, is on Earth. I think there's probably both out there.
St. Paul, a town 200 kilometers northeast of Edmonton, is home to the world's first UFO landing pad.
Yeah, there's an actual landing pad there in Alberta. They have gone so far as to say, if you're going to come, let us give you a place to put this thing down. Come down. Come down, St. Paul, Alberta. I think it's funny when they say there's no intelligent life out there. I don't think there's any intelligent life here. Albertans were the second most likely province or territory to be abducted. However, while Ontario ranks the highest for sightings, the number one province to have likeliness of an abduction of an alien is Newfoundland and Labrador. You know what? They're all high and drunk in the kitchen parties from our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Your home for the best cinnamon buns, sausage rolls, cheese buns, pizza buns. You know, they make a perfect lunch. Grabbing a pizza bun and hit the road. Oh, just get in there and get some weekend treats, would you? You're going to just love the smell when that door opens at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Big goodies are waiting for you. It is the perfect way to celebrate a Friday. It's the perfect way to celebrate a weekend. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery. Go see why. Go smell why. Go taste why. At Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Headley's Health Hut, a week from today, is Customer Appreciation Day. Please remember that last Friday of the month. There is a party going on at Headley's Health Hut. It's a very busy day because they have got, well, they appreciate their customers all month long. But it's a day set aside to celebrate customers. It's a day set aside to have specials, special demonstrations. Of course, they are chocked full of vitamins and supplements, protein products, sugar-free products, gluten-free products. If you have something that ails you and traditional medicine is just falling short, you want to try something different, they are the experts. You owe it to yourself. You really do to take your questions to the friendly and wonderful staff at Headley's Health Hut. At 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location, they've moved to just east of Murray GM on Richmond Avenue. And it's the final weekend of Roll Up the Rim to win at Tim Hortons. Congratulations to all the winners of the free food and coffee. As the Sunseekers every day for the last number of weeks. It's been fun to see what kind of stuff you guys have been rolling up. So there's still chances for you to win. You've always got time for Tim's. And as I say, it's going to be a perfect pizza kind of weekend. Hit the drive-thru and try one of those flatbread pizzas if you haven't already. They have got some delicious flavors. Of course, the everything bacon is yours truly's absolute favorite. And I love how there's a piece of bacon every bite. They get it right every time. There's some science involved there. Go get yourself a flatbread pizza this weekend. Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Thanks, Tim's, for bringing back Roll Up the Rim to Win in its traditional form. It's been so much fun. World Tattoo Day today. Who's got the ink going on? You got some ink? Oh, yeah, look it. How much ink do you got? That's where we're going to begin, because there's a lot to talk about with tattoos, including a woman who is 99.89% covered in ink. You won't believe her. She kind of looks like a monster. Maybe you've seen her. James says, I have 5. Shannon has 6. Jackie has 38 tattoos. Even if they cost $100, that is $4,000 in ink you've got going on there. Mildred has 3, and she wants more. Kara has 17. James has 2. James Judd has 2. James Ryland has 7. Derek's got that dragon on his leg. Amanda's got 5. Melissa's got 4. Kyra has 5. Janine has 1. Jamie has another Jamie. We got Jamie Day going on today. All kinds of Jamie. Jamie Batley has 4. Kathy has none yet but wants. That's a lot of cash, man. You can't get a tattoo for $100. I don't even know what they cost, but I'm sure they're more than $100. Amanda says, my husband, 2 arm sleeves, the sleeves, entire back, chest, complete neck. Wow. What advice do you have?
My advice to anybody who'd be getting a tattoo for the first time would be to do your research. Check out artists online. Most artists have an online portfolio these days. And when you would like to book in your tattoo, if you feel like this person's artwork is the right person for you, go to the shop. Go and check things out. Make sure.
Why is there always skulls? Why all these tattoo shops, they've got skulls sitting there. It's always with the skulls, always with the death. What does that have to do with tattoos? I don't get it. What about nice palm trees? Anybody thought about that? Everybody thought about seashells? I went to the tattoo shop and they had seashells there.
Make sure your artist is working in a reputable shop. Any reputable shop will have to have a license, which is given to you by your local council. They legally have to have their license displayed on site for the whole entire shop and for each individual artist that works in the shop. Most likely the shop's license will be on display inside the studio or in the waiting room.
Again, if you've got ink and first time recommendations, what do you want to tell a first timer about getting his or her tattoo?
You should look out for whether your artist is obviously wearing gloves while they're setting up, breaking down, and definitely tattooing you. With my clients, I personally open all sterilized packages in front of them. Bear in mind, every artist is different and will use different procedures. I'm sure if you ask your artist to open them in front of you, I'll be happy to do so. I'm unpackaging my grips, which have been sterilized in an ultrasonic.
Well, yeah, they can never be too clean. I mean, these needles.
In an autoclave. And my tips are brand new and packaged. Some people would rather not watch.
I'm too anxious. I couldn't do this.
The needles go in the machine.
I am not good with needles.
When I've completed the tattoo, I will wrap the tattoo in cling film.
Oh, my God.
Advise them.
Even watching it kind of makes me queasy.
The first 2 hours. From there, take it off, give it a wash with some warm water, and make sure they keep it creamed and clean. Personally, we here at the shop, we advise bepanthen cream. For the first 2 weeks,
oh my God.
You need to make sure that you aren't submerging it in water. Running water is absolutely fine, but no swimming, no baths. Keep it out of direct sunlight as much as possible. The main priority with moisturizing a fresh tattoo is to minimize scab formation. I mean, a scab almost...
You're going to get scabs?
The main thing you need to make sure you're doing is letting the scab heal and fall off on its own. It's like any wound you have.
I don't like scabs.
The skin will heal underneath.
This means you hurt me.
And the fresh tattoo will be healed nicely underneath.
Oh.
Towards the end of your healing process, you may find that your tattoo is itchy. Do not scratch it. Best thing to do is pat it. If you have accidentally scratched it, somebody will accidentally scratch in their sleeve, don't worry. It's just one of those things. You may require a small touch-up. And if you do at the end of your healing process, most tattoos will do so for free.
Who came up with this stuff? There's scabbing, there's hurting, there's needles. This is not for the faint of heart. Too tough for me. That's why when you see people with tattoos, they walk around with a bit of a strut. I've been through pain. Start small, judge your pain tolerance. This is a live shot of me at the tattoo shop. Ow, we haven't started yet. What? Okay, I'm out then. That's my pain tolerance. I'm not comfortable in this chair. My arse hurts. I got a low pain tolerance. I'm rethinking this whole thing. I have to sneak in a sponsor message here. Epp Law Office. If you're buying or selling a home, please remember Epp Law Office. If you're making changes to your business, remember Epp Law Office. If you're doing some estate planning, getting your wills together, remember Epp Law Office. Andrea and the crew would love to help you with all your legal needs. They're the friendliest lawyers you will ever find. Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. There is a very special offer coming soon. I think that's what Trevor was alluding to in chat. There is a very special offer coming soon at Murray's that is going to get you free gas cards. And very minimal involvement is required. So stay tuned. Big special from Murray's coming up and involves free gas. And who doesn't want some free gas when it's like $1.50 a liter? So we'll have more on that coming next week. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. In the meantime, make sure that oil gets changed regularly. It is super important for the reliability of your vehicle and to make that vehicle last. And we are all trying to get as many miles out of our cars and trucks and SUVs as we can. You'll find Murray GM at 1500 Richmond Avenue. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, again, hopping the border is easier. Just going 5 miles, 10 miles across the line to visit with our friends at Skydancer. You can get Canadian at par, even though the dollar is kind of cruddy. You know, when you put your points on your player's card, you can get some Canadian at par. And again, ask at the players at the Players Club for more information on that. And we'll look forward to Tracy Bird in November, Little John in August, and Rascal Flatts lead singer outdoor concert at the Beer Gardens, big outdoor stage in July. The election will be over. I'm hoping all this tariff BS will be behind us by July, and we'll have some summer fun at the Sky Dancer Casino, open 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
What is the number one most requested tattoo item, symbol, piece of art that people want to get put on their bodies in this country? At number 10, it's the Northern Lights. At number 9, Inukshuks. That is number 9. That's an Inukshuk. It's a rock formation, which is popular in northern Canada. So our guess is for the most popular tattoo in Canada. Top 10. Inukshuks at 9. At number 8, they take some license here because it's wildlife. So this includes your bears, your wolves, or your eagles, maybe a gecko, a geico. The geico little lizard would be considered wildlife imagery. A mouse, perhaps. Maybe. Would your puppy dog be considered a wildlife? Well, it's an animal. Number 7, that's a maple leaf. Maple leaf. Oh, Canada. Number 7, any type of tribal designs at number 6. At number 5 is flowers. Somebody had guessed, Molly guessed flowers. That's at number 5. At number 4, it's wings. At number 3, Celtic and religious symbols. That is crosses and artistries of cultural heritage. Knots. I don't even know what that is. Oh, knots. Like, okay. And crosses and religious symbols at number 3. This is today, not in the 80s. Barbed wire armbands. No, this is in 2025. So the top tattoos are flowers, wings, Celtic and religious symbols, dragons at number 2. Well, Michelle guessed dragonflies. And the top tattoo in Canada for 2025 is, and the award goes to Ricacho, his only comment of the day. It is butterflies. Butterflies are at number 1. So they're calling the new Snow White movie a complete disaster. It got the worst Rotten Tomatoes score for any Disney movie ever, and it's out tonight. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves has been remade into a live-action feature film, to which I go, okay, that's cool. Didn't they just do The Lion King? And that went over pretty good. So what's wrong with the Disney movie? Let's check out the trailer. This is out tonight.
This was my father's kingdom. A place of fairness. But the queen changed everything.
Take him away,
Your Majesty.
What did you say?
The people need some kindness.
You know, I really don't remember you being this opinionated.
Oh, Disney.
Magic mirror on the wall.
So far, so good. I don't understand.
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But the lovely
like the witch
I now behold.
I look at you, and I just want to be the fairest of them all.
I like the witch. Good casting.
The queen is evil. You must flee into the woods.
Or the queen, whatever. Bad one. Does this have to do with politics again?
Anybody here?
No.
did you think I was?
Nothing, ghost.
You'll be safe from the queen here.
The queen stole everything from all of us.
Okay, so if I had little kids, I'd be taking them to this.
It's time to restore our kingdom. Waiting on a wish,
holding out for someday. So I wonder what the hell the problem is here. Somehow, some way,
here comes a miracle. Find Snow White.
This is our kingdom, and now we're here to take it back.
Is it because it doesn't star Ariana Grande? Is that why people have a problem with it?
I'm sorry, my dear. Did I frighten you?
There's the witch. Okay, so, like, what the hell is the problem? I don't understand what's going on. Why is this getting so much negative attention? Maybe we'll know more next week after a few people go to it. I mean, that trailer has been viewed 14 million times. Sarah says people hate the casting. Snow White wasn't white enough. Oh yeah, that popped into my mind right away. Critics have praised the actress Zegler's performance. However, the portrayal of the evil queen has faced criticism for being underdeveloped. The CGI, particularly the depiction of the dwarfs, has also been a point of contention. Audience feedback. Some viewers have expressed disappointment, describing the film as artificial. All these people are all of a sudden friggin' movie critics. And I can honestly tell you, I'm not a Disney guy. I want to see this. They got me, but I'm a 50-year-old guy. The audience is young kids. So maybe that's the problem. Like, young kids don't like it. They kind of find it boring. It is an old school. It's an old school fairy tale. Maybe people are no more into original Disney movies. I think maybe. The story is old. It's a classic story. Quentin says the story was rewritten to be more progressive. No prince saving her. She's a leader. It went woke. Why would they not tell us that? Is there a prince in this? Yes, there's a prince, but he plays a smaller role. The character of Prince Charming, traditionally a key figure, has been reimagined. Okay. In this adaptation, the prince's role is downplayed, and the film places more focus on Snow White's journey and independence. The prince is not the central figure who saves Snow White, which reflects a shift in story. Oh, they changed it! You can't do that! If you take Luke Skywalker and it's...
Luke, you've been adopted.
No, it doesn't work! You can't do that! Luke was not adopted. Luke is your kid. He's your kid. You screwed him up and cut his arm off. That wasn't very nice. I knew there was something there. This is what happens. I pay money to go see the movie, get my ticket. I watch it and go, wait a second. This is different. Okay. So it went woke. Well, we'll see how woke it went. The prince is still there. Unlike the traditional fairy tale where the prince kisses Snow White to break the curse. The film shifts away. Well, Disney's going to pay. No wonder they're calling it a big failure. We'll have to see what happens. I guess time will tell. $399 for the Beautyrest Door Crasher Countess Firm Queen Mattress. You are never going to see a deal like this again, I promise you. $399? That's the lowest price ever on a Sealy mattress. It's a door crasher, though. You've got to act fast. It's a truckload mattress sale. It's happening this weekend only. It ends on Sunday. If you need a bed, if you're even thinking about a bed, you have got to get in to Leon's. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Also, leons.ca. They've got the comfort sale also happening this weekend. And spring savings. Patio furniture. All kinds of stuff for your patio. Save up to 25% off this weekend at Leon's. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, oh, you still have a chance to take advantage of the March special taking place at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. You have got to get up there and enjoy the beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa. Before I tell you about these package specials, remember the wine tasting is happening on the 27th. $85 plus taxes. Indulge in a night with your love of wine, charcuterie board, sommelier, and more. That's on the 27th. That is coming up fast. That's on Thursday at the Elkhorn Resort. There is still time to take in the March special of the one-night package, deluxe room, and two spa passes, $258. The two-night package is a deluxe room at the Elkhorn and two spa passes for $398. Now, there are some restrictions apply. Call the Elkhorn for more. 848-2802. That's 848-2802. And this weekend, take an EV for a test drive at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are a lot of fun to drive. I'm not going to lie, especially in the nice weather. And they've got some pick-me-up. I think that'll be the one thing that will surprise you immediately when you climb behind the wheel. This thing's got some get-up-and-go. But how long does the battery last? What is involved with rewiring my house in the garage to keep this thing charged up? How far can I get on a single charge? They've got the answers to all your questions at Murray GM. The Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, and the Hummer. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. What happened with the plane that lost its wing and crashed in Toronto? The results are in. And I have to tell you, this is very well done.
Following the CRJ 900 plane crash that occurred on February 17th, 2025, the wreckage...
This is the Transportation Safety Board that has put this video together, explaining to people in the industry and to travelers what happened in detail. And it is a little on the dramatic side, but it's chock full of information, and I think this is really good what they put together here.
The wreckage was towed to a nearby airplane hangar where investigators from the TSB began their examination.
So what
they examined each component to see what happened and try to determine what factors could have led to the accident. To help recreate the event, investigators conducted several approaches and landings in a CRJ 900 simulator. This allowed them to simulate the conditions of the crash and gain insights on the accident sequence. Although the investigation is far from complete, here is some of what we know up to this point. During touchdown, several things occurred. The side stay attached to the aircraft's right main landing gear fractured, the landing gear retracted, and the wing root fractured between the landing gear and the fuselage, which is the central body portion of the aircraft. The right wing detached from the fuselage, releasing a cloud of jet fuel, which caught fire while the aircraft began to slide along the runway. With the cockpit door jammed shut, the flight crew had to exit through the emergency hatch located on the ceiling of the cockpit. After everyone on board evacuated, the emergency response personnel entered the fuselage, after which an explosion occurred outside the aircraft in the area of the left wing root. The cause of this explosion has yet to be determined. Components of the flight control were visually examined, and no obvious pre-existing malfunctions were noted. Preliminary data from the flight data recorder did not contain any caution or warning messages pertaining to the flight controls, but further analysis will be conducted. As we continue, some of the areas we will be focusing on.
Okay, then they get into
metallurgy of the wing structure.
But the thing, the bottom line here is that it looks like the landing gear could not withstand the speed of the landing. So, number one, they came down a little too fast, a little too hard, and these airplanes are designed to withstand that. But the combination of the landing gear failure, them coming down, it just was like those moons lined up. Like the landing gear on the right side was not strong enough to withstand that fast, heavy landing that brought them down. So the landing gear collapsed, and that's why the plane tilted over onto its side, ripping the wing off and sliding down the runway. So takeoffs and landings, you know, you talk to any pilot and that is the most dangerous part of any journey. Once you're in the air, it is like 2.02% of incidents happen once you're up there. It's takeoff and landing. That's why everybody's quiet. Everybody's opening that fan. I'm breathing in my paper bag. I'm on the ground yet. Then I don't like when kids start crying. You're like, oh my God, we're going to die. Kids are crying. They can sense it. They can sense we're going to go. Oh, then you land. That's why everybody claps. Because everybody's nervous. But I'll post that full video if you're interested. If you're one of those people that enjoy. And again, kudos to the Transportation Safety Board for putting that out. It's only 3 minutes long, 3.5 minutes. And they did a great job. Lots of details, but easy to understand stuff. And it's nice that they're keeping the public in the loop because people are freaked out by this. And lastly, before we go, they're calling this the Trump card. Do you remember when the British Prime Minister visited Donald Trump? U.S. media reports this morning are saying that King Charles is set to make a secret offer to Donald Trump during his state visit. Do you remember Donald Trump was so excited? He says, oh, I get to go to England. I love the prince who's now the king and I get to go. He wrote me a personal invitation. And guess what's going to happen when he gets over to England? The King of England is going to make Trump an offer he can't refuse. The royal proposal is said to be in an effort to reduce tensions between Canada and the United States. And what he is going to do has never been done before. Plans are allegedly in the works to make the United States the next member of the Commonwealth. What? The International Association, which has 56 states, could welcome the United States into the fold. Of course, the president has been spewing off on a whole bunch of stuff, including the 51st state stuff, which I personally have not taken very seriously. A lot of Canadians do. I respect that. I think he's full of it, so I haven't got as heated as some of my friends and family members, but I digress. The king is about ready to make the U.S. part of the Commonwealth. It is being alleged and reported. A source has told the Daily Mail that this offer is being discussed at the highest levels. It would be wonderful to move Britain closer to the United States. Donald Trump loves Britain and has great respect for the royal family. This could be the band-aid that is required to make Trump love everything British, which includes bringing Canada along for the ride. If the U.S. is invited to join the Commonwealth, it's hoped to step towards bringing countries together with shared values, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. We'll watch this closely. The offer is there, and Trump has taken it up to go and visit him. And once that visit happens, we're going to watch, see if they're going to be part of the Commonwealth. But it's always so much fun. I really appreciate you being part of this. Thank you so much for joining the show, you guys. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Have an amazing weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.